Hello, and welcome to the Arkansas Business Navigator podcast, a show that reviews U.S. Small Business Administration and Arkansas Business Navigator resources available to support small business owners and entrepreneurs in the natural state. I'm your host, Brandon Matthews, and in today's episode, I'll cover some changes that happened last month to the SBA 7A and 504 loan programs and what that means for you. And finally, we have a date and specific details for the inaugural Arkansas Latino Business Awards. Spoiler alert, I hear your favorite Latino food truck is supposed to get an award. We also have a number of events happening around the state, so stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden-Harris administration is working hard for all of you small business owners and entrepreneurs out there. At the beginning of the month, the U.S. Small Business Administration began implementing policy changes that would improve accessibility of the 7A and 504 loan programs. The loan program improvements will increase small businesses' ability to access funding to start up and grow through a broader network of lenders with streamlined lender procedures. The simplified guidelines for lenders are part of three updated standard operating procedures, including updated origination policies and procedures, lender participation requirements, and 7A loan servicing and liquidation requirements. For example, SBA is providing additional flexibility and credit criteria for loans under $500,000 to support SBA loans and reaching more creditworthy small businesses. In layman's terms, it's going to get easier to access capital to start or grow your business, and the lenders will have an easier time determining who is eligible. In addition to this change, mission-driven organizations like Community Development Financial Institutions, or CDFIs, who were in the temporary pilot program called Community Advantage, are now getting permanency through these changes. According to the SBA, these organizations have a proven track record of lending money to underserved communities who still continue to struggle with access to traditional means of capital and investment. And like all new federal programs and changes, these CDFIs are becoming Community Advantage Small Business Lending Companies, or CASBLCs. Yeah, you get it. But in all seriousness, this is another step forward in making SBA products accessible to more entrepreneurs in Arkansas. A couple of months ago, we told you the Arkansas Latino Business Awards were happening. Well, now we have a date. Mark your calendars for September 28th, 2023 at 5:30 p.m. for an evening at the Clinton Presidential Center in Little Rock. The celebration of Latino businesses and enterprise is a culmination of hard work between the Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center and the Arkansas Business Navigator. There are six different awards going out, ranging from Small Business of the Year to Community Champion Award. But in my opinion, the coolest award is Food Truck of the Year. Think about it. We all thought food trucks were a fad and were going to go away, but here we are after the pandemic, and it's still a booming business. Food trucks proliferate faster than rabbits. And the Food Truck of the Year is a People's Choice Award. In fact, tomorrow, Friday, August 25th, 2023, by 5 p.m. Central, is the deadline to vote. To do so, go to our Arkansas Latino Business Awards website and make your choice known. Tickets are $100, which includes dinner, or you can purchase an entire table for $1,000. Use the link in the show notes to get all the details. It's time for an event roundup. On Tuesday, August 29th, at the Jefferson County Library in Pine Bluff, the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce is hosting another Arkansas Businesses panel of local experts. Learn about free small business resources, financing options, and other tips about taxes, classifying employees, and more. On Thursday, September 14th, the State Chamber of Commerce is having another Arkansas Businesses in Harrison at Signature Bank. On Monday, September 18th, the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture will have an online workshop in partnership with Mickey Parker, CPA at Excel Fund, to discuss strategies for investing your 401k or IRA in your own business without paying taxes and penalties on a retirement plan distribution. Yes, you can use your 401k or IRA or other pre-tax retirement as startup capital to buy or start a new business. For specific details about any of the events above, check the show notes or go to arbusinessnavigator.com/events to see everything. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Consider subscribing to get notified when new episodes drop. If you found this information useful, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. If you want to ask a question, have it answered on the show, go to uaex.uada.edu/abn-podcast and complete the form. The Arkansas Business Navigator podcast is produced by Brandon L. Matthews and Camille Gomez. Our music was created by Music Unlimited by Pixabay. The Arkansas Business Navigator is a program of the Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center, housed at the UA Little Rock, and is funded in part through a grant through the U.S. Small Business Administration. All opinions, conclusions, and/or recommendations expressed herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the views of the SBA. To learn more about Arkansas Business Navigator or how to access free resources, go to arbusinessnavigator.com.